on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah, and salam to all of you, dear brother and sister, everywhere you are, inshallah, all of you are doing well. At the first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, 25th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of the month of Azar, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of November, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
As the ritual of this program, we open the Holy Quran for today, verse 101 from chapter Al Imran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa kayfa takfuruna wa antum tutla alaykum ayatullahi wa fikum rasuluh. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
And how could you disbelieve while to you are being recited the verses of Allah, and among you is His Messenger? And whoever holds firmly to Allah has indeed been guided to a straight path.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The cause of deviation or disbelief is either the lack of right path or the lack of guidance. But when there are book, normative custom, ordinances, and divine leaders, why do they pervert? Relying on the trusting in Allah, speaking help from Him, is the key to security from all temptations and deviations. Holding fast to Allah is an earnest movement accompanied with the cognizant choice which is paving the way with the saint of Allah and in the way of Allah.
Come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day, show the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
The power of encouragement is the topic of this episode of today's special. We often focus on giving constructive criticism and correcting mistakes. However, encouragement through compliments is just as crucial for inspiring and motivating our teams, if not more so. As Goethe noted centuries ago, correction does much, but encouragement does more. We have an especially important role to play in encouraging and lifting up our teams, even when things are going well. In fact, regularly voicing appreciation for effort, progress, and excellence is one of the most valuable things we can do in that role.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today, we are going to talk about the power of encouragement, how encouragement works. The fifth advice that we can suggest to the respective listeners here is that the praises and commendations of the child must be within certain limits. Excess of these might make the child proud or conceited. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, says, "Lots of people develop conceit for the reason of praises heaped on them. Don't exaggerate in praising others." and very good tool for effective upbringing and training is giving of rewards. Rewards are not a bad method of encouragement if they are spontaneous and not in fulfillment of an earlier promise. That if the child achieved a certain thing, he would be given a particular gift. If promises are made to the child beforehand, it might have negative impact on him. The child starts expecting a gift for every good thing it does. This will become a sort of gratification, and the child would not strive to do better if these gifts stop forthcoming. A person should have the habit of doing good deeds. He should do them to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve mankind, and not with an eye on the probable material rewards. If the child gets used to receiving gifts for every small reason, he might become narrow-minded and selfish. So we need to be cautious on this, very important. He may not think it is his duty to do anything for others unless he gets something in return for his efforts. He will try to escape from doing anything for others as far as possible. This attitude is a very big fault in a person and the society.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now one question: how to encourage others? One simple way: try to acknowledge others. Don't overlook the power of simple thank you. It's one of the simplest ways we can acknowledge and encourage others. Other phrases such as, well done, you were great, can also be encouraging. Be genuine in your acknowledgement and explain specifically how they helped. Other ways we can acknowledge others is by encouraging them to express their thoughts and feelings. Allowing them time to talk about what is happening for them is vital here. It's important that we recognize others' thoughts and emotions as valid in our interactions with them. Put letting someone respond to you in their time is also vital. Don't rush in with an answer or filling in an answer for them. Allow them time to formulate their own thoughts around the topic and answer for themselves.
I only knew love when I knew love of thee. I sealed up my heart against my enemy. I stood long in converse with thee who doth see my heart's inner secrets, but thou I don't see.
We reach to a nice part, motivational Islamic quote. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, do good deeds properly, sincerely and moderately. And know that your deeds will not make you enter paradise, and that most beloved deed to Allah is the most regular and constant, even if it were little. Did you notice the part where Allah says your deeds will not make you enter paradise? Wasn't that the whole point of doing good deeds in the first place? It's actually not like that at all. We will only enter paradise with the mercy of Allah, no matter how cool our track record is. And Allah is giving us a clear chance to take up on that offer by doing good. Regularly and constantly, of course. Not mention of abundantly or excessively. Isn't that the most challenging part, though? Being consistent. It's not that challenging when you start small. So let's start by doing the bare minimum before moving up the value chain. That would be the daily 5 times of obligatory prayers regularly and consistently.
You have to fall in love with the journey, not just the destination. Because the journey is where you grow. The journey is where you grow. The journey is where you're tested, where you learn what you're truly capable of. Each small step is an opportunity to prove to yourself that you can do this, that you have what it takes. And when the big results finally come, and they will, you'll look back and realize that it wasn't one giant leap that got you there. It was the accumulation of all those small steps, each one building on the last, creating a path that led you to your goal. And let me tell you something else. Those small steps, they build character. They teach you discipline. They teach you patience. They force you to develop a work ethic that will serve you for the rest of your life. Because if you can commit to the small steps, if you can show up every day and put in the effort, no matter how small, then there is nothing you can't achieve. Success isn't about luck. It's about preparation meeting opportunity. And preparation happens in the small moments, in the daily grind, in the tiny, seemingly insignificant steps you take when no one is watching. So don't underestimate the power of those small steps. Don't get discouraged when progress feels slow, because every step you take is moving you closer to your goal. Every step is building momentum. Every step is laying the foundation for the big results that are coming your way. You might not be able to see the finish line yet, but trust that it's there. And the only way you're going to reach it is by taking one step at a time. So stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for the stars to align or for someone to give you permission to start. Take that first step today, no matter how small it may seem. And then take another one tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. Keep moving forward, keep building, keep striving. Because when you do, you'll look back one day and realize that those small steps have led to something far greater than you ever imagined.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us, and inshallah we meet you soon. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Dear listeners, let us delve into like some part of the history of Islam with this Hadith of Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha. When some figures refer to her and try to visit her and have a like conversation, she actually turned her face away from them and said, "Turn away from me and leave me to myself. With all your negligence and indifference, no excuse remains for you. Did my father leave any excuse for anyone on the day of Ghadir Khum?" So actually, let's think about it. Ghadir Khum was a day on which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after so many times before that, he once again announced and reminded people of the wilaya and successorship and the leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This event of Ghadir Khum happened at the last year of the life of the Holy Prophet, or in the last Hajj he performed with many, or we can say thousands of Muslims. And they were all witnesses of this, and they all pledged allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam on his successorship to the Holy Prophet. On that day, the Holy Prophet, addressing all the Muslims there, and he said, "Man kuntu mawla fa hadha aliyun mawla." Whoever I am, his leader, Ali is his leader. Whoever I am awla, you know, it means that my say is like preferred to whatever he says. I mean, in his individual and social affairs, in anything, my decision, my order, my decree, is prioritized, has priority. Whoever to him I am like this, Ali takes my place. So after the Holy Prophet, it was clear that Ali alayhi salam should be the successor and the leader. And he said, and he as if he predicted some like betrayal to his cause, to his legacy. He said that Allahumma wali ma wala wa adi man ada, or Allah, be a friend or a helper to whoever helps him, and wakhdul man khadala, and kind of leave and do not help those who do not help him. So this statement by Lady Fatima expresses her deep sorrow and disappointment in some Muslims, or we can say hypocrites, who betrayed the Holy Prophet and left Ali alayhi salam alone. So how does this apply to our lives? We should kind of refer to the Imams and follow the Imams and do not betray the cause of the Holy Prophets, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi. And Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of this program. Thank you for having me, Brother Mike.
Thank you for accepting our invitation, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program consists of several parts, all pertaining to the Holy Quran. At first, we are talking about a famous Quran reciter, and then we are going to listen to a recitation by that famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation, and then beside all these parts, we are going to have some other Quranic parts which are going to be presented to you throughout the program. So don't go away. On August 12, 2010, Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, at a Quranic meeting said, if we want to benefit from the Holy Quran in the real sense of the word, we should become familiar with Quranic teachings and concepts. Reciting, memorizing, and establishing a close relationship with the Holy Quran help us on this path. Mm-hmm. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Ismail Sharif. He is an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1943 in Ash-Sharqiyya Governorate. He entered Egyptian radio in 1979 and recited the Noble Quran in many official religious gatherings, including Friday prayers. During the Islamic month of Ramadan, he traveled to Arab and European countries as a representative of the Ministry of Endowment of Egypt to recite the verses of the Noble Quran. He passed away on August 15th, 2018, at the age of 75. May Allah bless his soul.
Brother Mahdi, there's one thing about the names of Egyptian reciters and Egyptian people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have their own name, for example, Mahmoud. Ismail is the name of their father.
Uh-huh.
Sharif is the name of their father's father, their grandfather. Mm-hmm. And that's how they know each other.
Interesting.
It's like their last name is the name of their father and their father's father, their grandfather. For example, Shahat Muhammad Anwar. Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be three names. It could also be two names, such as Mustafa Ismail.
Well, I think beside people's grandfather's names, sometimes we can see the name of the cities where they were born. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. For example, we have Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi, Minshah. Mm-hmm. He was born in Minshah.
Or al-Dimenhuri.
Al-Bahtimi. Mm-hmm. He was born in the village Bahtim. Uh-huh. Dimenhuri, like we had in the previous program,
mm-hmm.
he was from
Dimenhuri.
Or for example, Tantawi, mm-hmm. from Tanta, and so on and so forth.
Okay, thank you, Brother Muhammad. Now, dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of Sheikh Mahmoud Ismail Sharif reciting Surah As-Saffat, verses 139 to 148, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And verily, Jonah was one of the messengers. When he ran to the laden ship, he cast lots, and he was among the losers. Then a fish swallowed him, and he had done an act worthy of blame. Had he not been of them who glorify Allah, he would have indeed remained inside its belly till the day of resurrection. But we cast him forth on the naked shore while he was sick, and we caused a plant of gourd to grow over him, and we sent him to 100,000 or even more. And they believed, so we gave them enjoyment for a while.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa inna Yunus lamina al-mursalin idh abaqa ila al-fulki al-mash'un fasahama fakana min al-mudhakhidin فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبس في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون فنبذناه بالعراء وأنبتنا عليه شجرة من يقطين وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين صدق الله العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Sheikh Mahmoud Ismail Sharif reciting Surah As-Saffat verses 139 to 148. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, this reciter had a very good tajweed. The first tajweed point is Al-Murur Salim. The Ra has tafkhim without qalqala. So if you say Al-Mursalin, is that correct?
No.
If you say Al-Mursalin, is that correct?
Again, that is not right.
Because I pronounce it with takrir.
Yeah.
There should not be any takrir. Al-Mursalin. Of course, you should not make such a pause on the Ra. I'm just emphasizing the lack of qalqala. Al-Mursalin.
And the reason why we pronounce it with tafkhim is the lamma before this sakin.
Yes, that's right. Whenever ra is sakin, most of the time you have to look at the previous letter.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a letter of istirla after the ra sakina, regardless of whether it's preceded by a kasra
or a fatha
or a fatha or dhamma, you have to pronounce it with
tafkhim. Like mirsad.
Yes, mirsad, qirtas, firqa, and so on and so forth. And the phrase fakana, the kaf was pronounced very well. We have to hear a distinct sound when pronouncing kaf, fakana.
The clicking sound.
It's like
be heard.
A clicking sound. I call it a clicking sound, but others might not call it a clicking sound. Ka, fakana. If you say fakana, that's incorrect. Because the place of articulation of kaf is not the Arabic kaf.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabic kaf is further back. It's just a little bit ahead of the place of articulation of qaf. Okay?
Yes. Kana.
Fakana.
And, it's close to English K, isn't it?
It's close, but not exactly the same. Mudahadin. The lad was pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim. Mudahadin, din, dha. And the lad was pronounced correctly. Okay, up till now, he was reciting these verses using maqam bayati. Bayati is a very soothing maqam. It's a very beautiful maqam, which has some sorrow in it. And it's a calming maqam. And then I think from verse 141 or 42, he recites in maqam Saba. Saba is extremely sad maqam. And I think it's very appropriate whenever we consider the meaning of this verse, because the verse is about Prophet Yunus, Jonah. And it's the time when the fish swallowed him while he was blameworthy. Mm-hmm. Okay? So he was in the belly of the big fish, and that is why he uses Maqam Saba.
Mm-hmm.
And we read in the other verses of the Quran how he supplicates Allah in the belly of the fish and says, I have wronged myself, O Allah, forgive me. And then Allah answered his prayer.
Mm-hmm. So, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin.
Yes. Okay, and then he changes to maqam bayati on and off. You know, he uses bayati saba, bayati saba.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Because, you know, bayati and saba are very similar. They have many similarities. We have qasr of matul munfasil. Falawla annahu.
Lawla annahu. We have a disjunct mad
we
here.
We have a disjunct mad here. Which means that if you want to do qasr, we have to lengthen it to only two vowel
counts. مد الطبيعي.
Yes. And the word يقطين, طين, طين, not طين. طين is incorrect. طين. The طا is pronounced with the lowest level of تفخيم. That's the point.
Because it has a كسرة.
It has a ياو المد or كسرة.
Okay, thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. You're still listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. Stay tuned. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until next program, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence of
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets, Muhammad, and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the ocean of dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Insha'Allah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now, let's listen to some passages of this Ziyarat.
The Ziyarat of al-Yasin.
Ya Mawlai, Shaghiya man khalafakum وسعد من أطاعكم فاشهد على ما أشهدتك علي وأنا ولي لك بريء من عدوك.
O my master, certainly wretched is he who opposes you, and certainly, happy is he who obeys you. So testify to me all that which I have besought you to testify. I am verily an ally of you, and denouncing your enemy.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an alahum ajma'in.
We continue Ziyarat al-Yasin, and we continue our testimonies, and we testify and say, Ya Mawlai, Shaqiya man khalafak wa sa'ida. Ya Mawlai, Shaqiya man khalafakum wa sa'ida man ata'akum. O my master, wretched is the one who has opposed you, and fortunate is he who has obeyed you. This statement enlightens the listener and the reciter with some critical concepts related to the Islamic beliefs. The reasons for being among the wretched and the fortunate, I mean among the inhabitants of heaven and hell, are highlighted here. In this ziyara, we proclaim, O Master, indeed all those who have disobeyed you have earned the right to enter the fire of hell. Why is so? Because Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are not telling anything from themselves. Whatever they say is the words of God the Almighty. They invite the people towards Allah. The most important thing for them is obedience of God the Almighty. And therefore, they say that just claiming to be our Shi'as and our followers is not enough. If you do not offer the prayer, if you do not help the poor and the needy, if you commit sins, in these cases, you are not our Shi'as and the followers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in the last moment of his life, he calls his family to come, all the people and his relatives and family members come to Imam alayhi salam. And then Imam alayhi salam, in the last moment of his life, he talks about the most important things, but we see what are the most important things for Imam alayhi salam in the last moment of his life. This is the prayer, offering the prayer and being obedient to Allah the Almighty. And he says, لَا يَنَالُ شَفَاعَتُنَا لَا تَنَالُ شَفَاعَتُنَا مَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِالصَّلَاةِ or مَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ الصَّلَاةِ. So our shafa'ah and intercession will not reach those who belittle the prayer and salah. Imam does not say those who do not offer the prayer. This is something for sure that Imam alayhi salam, we have a narration that says those people who do not offer the prayer are even worse than Satan, than Shaitan and Iblis. Because Iblis worshipped God the Almighty and prostrated for Allah the Almighty for 6,000 years. And Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions that we do not know these years are the years of this world or the years of hereafter, because the years of hereafter are 50,000 years.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief. Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayhi, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr jalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So 6,000 years, Iblis worshipped God the Almighty, but when he was asked to prostrate before Adam, he said that, O God, please exempt me from this. I do not prostrate before Adam, because you have created Adam from the soil and from the dust, but you have created me from the fire, and fire is better than dust. It is better than the soil. So Iblis worshipped God, and you know, continued in narrations, we have that he said, God, if you just exempt me from this act, again I will worship you the whole world. But just do not ask me to prostrate before Adam. God the Almighty answered and said, I want you to obey me and I want you to worship me the way that I ask, not the way that you yourself like. This is very important, dear brothers and sisters. Sometimes we do things just because we like things to be done in that way. We do not pay attention to what Allah the Almighty likes and what makes Allah the greatest satisfied with us. So, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam say that those who do not offer prayer, they do not even prostrate before Allah the Almighty. So they are worse than Satan. They are worse than Iblis. So we should put those who do not offer the prayer and salah aside. But even those people who do not pay a lot of attention to the prayer, they will not receive the intercession and shafa'a of Ahlul Bayt in the hereafter. This is what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says. So why, shaqiya man khalafakum, O my master, why those who do not obey you and those who oppose you are wretched and they will be punished by Allah the Almighty, because whatever you ask is Allah's orders. You do not want anything against Allah the Almighty. وَسَعِدَ مَنْ أَطَاعَكُمْ. And whoever obeys you, he will be among the prosperous. He will be among the fortunate people. So they are wretched and despicable, and their hearts are devoid of the light of guidance, those people who disobey Ahlul Bayt and oppose them. And on the other hand, all those who have obeyed Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and obeyed Imam alayhi salam and have complied with their instructions and conformed to their standards are among the inhabitants of paradise. In other words, being wretched and fortunate dictates who will enter paradise and who will be relegated to hell. Inshallah, we will continue Ziyara al-Yasin in the next programs. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
A diverse range of programs. Spirituality. Youth. Eastern Tales. Roundtable discussions. Culture. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, Allah, who is Al-Mannan. La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about soul. How soul was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it after the natural birth or before that? If yes, how is the mechanism of the creature of soul? Let's go.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I should mention this important point that when it comes to the existence of soul and the characteristics of it, it was asked from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what is ruh, and then an ayah was revealed to the Holy Prophet saying that qul ar-ruhu min amri rabbi. O Prophet, tell the people that a ruh is from the amr, or from the, what we can say, something that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that me, Prophet, do not understand what exactly ruh is. Mm-hmm. Because ruh goes beyond the nature, beyond the sensory world, or beyond the sensory kind of knowledge. We cannot understand the whole existence or characteristics of ruh and soul.
That's right.
But when it comes to the creation of soul, there are three main views among the Muslim theologians and philosophers. According to some of them, particularly the peripatetic philosophers or Mashai philosophers, they're of the view that soul and ruh and nafs, exists before this natural or bodily kind of creation of Janin or Adam or children of Adam.
So, sorry, you translated soul as ruh and nafs. Are ruh and nafs the same, you mean? Nafs is the same as soul?
Yeah, nafs is the same as soul.
Okay, very
but
good.
What ruh is exactly the soul or not, there are some views, but okay. Generally we can say they are the same because okay. That all of them goes to that supernatural uh-huh. aspect the existence of insan okay. or human.
That's right.
So that's why, according to them, soul is completely immaterial, according to these yes. Masha'i philosophers. They believe that soul exists before